Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Jeffrey Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that it is that he who is both their master and yours in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ephesians 6 is part of this long therefore that follows the baptismal language all the way back in chapter 4. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one according to the measure of Christ's gifts. We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. You have heard about Christ and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Because of who you have been made in Christ, because of the new life, the new self given to you in baptism, Paul gets to the first therefore in 4:25. And then again at the beginning of chapter 5, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, which you are. That's the context into which chapter 6 fits, which feels pretty law-heavy after we've been through so much sweet gospel in St. Paul's epistle. It's not different from the exhortations that we just came through in chapter 5. And sure, the whole thing is law, but it's also description. It's Eden before the fall. This is what baptized people do. Or more precisely, holy people do holy things. If you believed that you were holy, and you are, you would do holy things. I heard a professor say once that sanctification is just learning to believe your justification. Which is to say, if you believed what God the Father declared of you in holy baptism, you would act accordingly. He calls you holy, righteous, and his word creates reality. What he says, you are. But then your thought life reveals a lingering disbelief that God is right when he calls you holy. That's why this morning's reading pricks your conscience. Your lackluster obedience to your parents, your exasperation with your children, your rebellion against your employer, your subtle but persistent mistreatment of your workers, they all expose your unbelief. Holy? And that's just a couple commandments. What about the others? Do you behave as if you really believed God's declaration of you in baptism that you are holy? Your browser history tells a different story, it seems. Your lingering grudges, your simmering resentments, your secret savoring of prayer chain gossip all indicate a clear lack of righteousness. God must be wrong. Righteous? You? Certainly not. But this is not you. It is not who you are. This is not how baptized people behave. It's not how they behave because it's not who they are. It is not who you are. So what do baptized people do? Obey your parents. Obey your masters. The word obey implies both a listening and a doing. This is the first commandment, says St. Paul, with a promise, that your life may go well with you and your days may be long upon the earth. That's an explicit promise. But every commandment has a promise. Though it sounds a little peculiar to our Lutheran ears, this is how the confessions talk. Speaking of this bit of Ephesians 6, the Apology says, Paul commends to us the commandment concerning honoring our parents by mention of the reward, which is added to the commandment, where he does not mean that obedience to parents justifies us before God, but that when obedience occurs in those who have been justified, it merits other great rewards. Rewards follow obedience to the commandments. You cannot earn God's favor. You cannot save yourself by your obedience, but there are rewards nevertheless. Your life goes better for you when you live according to the commandments. You get fewer speeding tickets and STDs and broken hearts. Your neighbor lives longer when you guard his life. He appreciates it when you guard his reputation. You are content and more pleasant to be around when you do not covet. But that's only the second table of the law. If you keep the first commandment, the reward is that you have God, the true God, as your own. You are his and he is yours. And he gives you his name in the second commandment to call upon in every trouble. He gives you in the third commandment the reward of his word to grow you as his child and to strengthen your faith in him. It is always good for you to keep the commandments. There is a gift in each one that your Creator intends to deliver to you. There's a kind of blueprint to human life in the commandments, living according to your design as your Creator has made you is always to your benefit, that your life may go well and your days may be long on the earth. In the end, God is right and you are not. Believe your ears and not your eyes. That is very good news. What he says is. He says of you that you are his. You are his baptized child. He is well pleased with you. You are marked with his holy name. He covered you with the righteousness of Jesus. You look to your father just like Jesus. You smell like your older brother. You are an heir. The birthright is yours. You are holy. His righteousness is counted as yours. It is yours. You do it. Ask your father if you don't believe me. He finds nothing unpleasant or offensive about you. He is not ashamed of you, but he would spend all day regaling the angels with stories about your righteousness. He has Put off your old self and put on your new self. You are the very image of God. Get used to this holiness. It is yours now and eternally. Practice it. Break it in. It's yours. Obey your parents that your life may go well. Discipline your children in the fear and knowledge of the Lord that they may grow to be your brothers and sisters in the resurrection. You are holy. God has declared it. He cannot lie. He is yours and you are his. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.